This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This one's pretty simple. Accept no substitutes when you want to talk in depth and fact-based on gas prices across the country. What is going on? Why are they going up? Why are they going on? Why are they going down? When does a president really have influence? When is that influence completely overblown? It's one guy. It's Gas Buddy Guy on the X Machine. Patrick DeHaan, back with us as he's joined us numerous times over the years. Thank you, sir, as always. I appreciate it. Okay. Maybe you've heard. We're now running Venezuela. We've added apparently a 51st state. The president has been audacious enough to say, I told the oil companies before what was going to happen, and he's raving about oil prices and the oil in Venezuela. And how this is going to help us. This is a bit of speculation because we don't know where this is going to go day by day. But if all of a sudden we have American established oil companies down there reclaiming these and funneling oil back to the states, what effect could this have?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. Obviously, the president has spoken at length about, you know, the oil interests in Venezuela. The interesting thing, though, is that a lot needs to happen for all of these great ideas to occur. And, you know, about 30 of them would have to happen to really get this train or to get the train on the tracks and moving. You know, first and foremost, the sanctions that the U.S. has on Venezuela are still ongoing. Oil companies can't literally go down there and jump into the game yet because U.S. sanctions. Now, Chevron is still operating in Venezuela. They have had a long exemption to the sanctions. But even after the sanctions are lifted, the regime is still there. Maduro loyalists are still in power. What does the regime look like? Why would they change their attitude on you know, their hostilities towards the U.S.? And then if that's the case, I mean, if leadership change happens, it changes everything, right? If you get rid of all of Maduro's loyalists, maybe attitudes will shift. So that's one thing. But keep in mind, oil companies... you know, back in 2007, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips had their assets seized by socialist Hugo Chavez at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the point here? The loyalist, the Maduro regime is still in power. Oil companies got burned in 2007 when Venezuela basically just took over their assets. Oil prices are at four-year lows. You know, you and I are filling up for less. That's mm-hmm. the great part. But at the same time, what's the incentive for oil companies if oil prices are at multi-year lows? Why would they spend billions of dollars? Where's the return on investment, right? They're beholden to shareholders, right? These are public companies. So they don't just spend billions of dollars, you know, if the president wants them to. They're beholden to shareholders, not a president. So, you know, a lot to unpack here. Venezuela, and its oil output, it's going to take years to potentially restore. And like I said, if the regime changes, if the sanctions are lifted, maybe oil companies will start to warm up to this. But there's still a lot of things that would have to happen in order to actually raise oil production in Venezuela. And then keep in mind, even if they hit their all-time record production of 3.5 million barrels a day, that 3.5 million barrels represents about 3.5%, probably less than that, of global oil supply.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I know I'm confident you can probably give me 10 more examples of obstacles, which may be resolvable, but ones that are out there. So if someone wanted to be realistic and said somehow, some way, all those boxes that Patrick just mentioned, check, 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 and some of those seem improbable. Are we talking 5 years, 10 years before we would see any effect here in our country?
You know, at least multiple years, whether 5, 7, or 10, it really depends on the pace of regime change, whether the doors are flung wide open, right, or if they're still closed. How much interest is there? I mean, if oil prices even go up $5 or $10 a barrel, suddenly that really changes the calculus for oil companies making investments down there. Then there's a lot of other problems too that I didn't even mention. Venezuela is a member of OPEC. OPEC, obviously, an organization that very carefully has quotas so that they don't flood the market with oil. What is OPEC going to allow Venezuela to do? Are they going to be okay with Venezuela raising production? Because if they are, somebody in OPEC is going to have to lower production to avoid flooding the market and holding oil prices elevated, right? That's OPEC's whole mission, is to be careful about flooding the market and you know, one tide raising all ships, so to speak. So,
can I jump in on that?
If everything were to go perfectly,
let me jump in.
It would take multiple years.
Okay, so here's the president. As we both know, he wants total control. He keeps saying, we're running the entire country. What that means, I don't think he has any idea, and you're 1,000% correct. He took out the thug wannabe leader, but guess what? All the other people are still there running it. If all of a sudden over the next year, Trump starts getting more and more people in there who basically are in some bizarre way are reporting to him, can he try to divorce Venezuela from OPEC?
I mean, geez, that is going to be challenging. I mean, he's friends with the Saudis. Saudis are the biggest producers in OPEC. I think there's a lot of strings there that's going to be very fraught to try and do. I think though OPEC would be open to Venezuela producing more, at the same time, because that could push back U.S. oil production. Right? Yeah. If the price is lower, if OPEC's producing more, that means oil prices are lower, like they are now. And that's going to slow down U.S. and Canadian oil production. But ultimately, what does Trump want? Does he want more U.S. oil production or less? Because our oil producers here are going to follow the price of oil.
So you mentioned, and again, Patrick DeHaan is with us. He's so damn good on this stuff. We're lucky to have him on oil, gas, Venezuela, how it's affecting the nation. And we'll get to Minnesota, too. So when you talk about the staggering amount of money that the oil companies outside of Chevron would have to spend in Venezuela to upgrade, we know this guy is fully capable of trying to provide enormous tax breaks for businesses. Is that one way potentially, you know, as you've paid attention to Donald Trump through almost 5 years now as president, where he would say, I'm going to give you some significant tax advantage if you're willing to put in this enormous sum of money, which you'll need to start getting that oil flowing for you and to benefit us and elsewhere in Venezuela itself?
You know, I can't see that the government's coffers are so deep that there's enough money to replace the balance of supply and demand. Right. I don't think the government's got enough revenue to offset if the price of oil is low. I mean, and if oil companies are investing, it'll take tens of billions of dollars just to start rebuilding Venezuela's infrastructure. Right. They still struggle with occasional blackouts here and there. Their grid is failing. And then you need to rebuild pipelines. You need to rebuild wells, upgraders, the infrastructure to carry crude oil. is all in disrepair because of years of sanctions, mismanagement, corruption, and all of it. You know, if oil companies were to do all of this, I don't know that there's enough money that the president could guarantee them in the form of tax incentives to justify spending billions of dollars, right? Tax savings, you know, that might be, you know, 25% savings. But ultimately, if oil companies are going to spend $25 to $50 billion, they're going to need a little bit more of a guarantee on a return than just some tax savings.
Yeah, very, very well stated.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, let's talk gas prices right now in the country. What would you say about them in the broadest sense, and in particular, what's going on in the upper Midwest here in Minnesota?
Well, things are looking great. Gas prices, $2.72 in the Twin Cities today. Minnesota, just about the same. That's 26 cents lower than a year ago. So there's been improvement from last year. It's really thanks to OPEC, who's increased oil production. Again, that delicate balance of what OPEC is doing. If they change their minds, that could change the game. So we're starting the year off on a positive foot. We expect that yearly average gas prices in 2026 will be lower than 2025. But I have to appreciate that most people aren't analysts. They're not going to look at the exact specific numbers. And for the average consumer, the average person filling their tank, I'll just say it like this. 2026 is going to feel an awful lot like 2025. Prices will probably spend a little bit more time below $3 a gallon this year compared to last year. But, I mean, who's counting those days? I guess as an analyst,
yeah,
I am.
Right.
It's going to feel a little bit better this year, but we're not going to see any record lows, you know, being set.
Okay.
For that matter, too.
Last thing before we let you go. The unexpected is always out there, some dramatic event. But is there anything in the next 3-4 months that is on your radar that could pop up which would cause prices to jump up notably?
Well, I mean, the more and more we look at it, the more and more that the administration is going after oil-producing countries like Iran through Israel. You know, we've attacked Iran. Venezuela now, we're active there. You know, it's becoming harder to predict if you know, and President Trump now has mentioned Greenland and other countries. I don't look at this from the perspective of land, but what are relationships going to look like with what countries, and how is that going to impact, you know, the economy? How is that going to impact the U.S.'s standing moving forward? I mean, all the talk on Venezuela, by the way, has the Canadians trying to fast-track new pipelines to become less reliant on the United States. That is what worries me, but that's more of a long-sum game. Is Canada And by the way, the primary beneficiaries to Canadian crude oil is Minnesota. It's us here in the Great Lakes, the Midwest, because all of our refineries, Pine Bend, is powered almost exclusively on Canadian crude oil. So it's the relationships that are fraying that may not change things this year or next year, but if Canada builds pipelines to direct more of that Canadian oil away from the United States, that's going to be pretty impactful.
As always, thank you so much. We'll reach out again down the line.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick Dahan, Gas Buddy Guy on X. Just watch. Next time, Fox, CNN, NBC, they have an expert on gas prices. 98% it's going to be Patrick Dahan. On what he said, Dave, on Venezuela, here's where the president's the president, where he looks at the big, bold headline. And no one should shed one tear if Maduro spends a long time behind bars. Awful individual. Shouldn't have been in charge. Cocaine, not fentanyl. It's the people keep telling me it's fentanyl's awful. Fentanyl and opioids are awful. They're not coming from Venezuela. Doesn't mean we just say, okay, fine, cocaine, but stop telling me this was about fentanyl. That's not coming from Venezuela. But we can debate, and by the way, Colonel David Hunt was phenomenal yesterday on this whole operation, and credit, and what happens next, podcast that. But what does the president see? What does he always see? Headlines. Hey, we'll get this thug out. We're the American government. It's my government. I'm the king. We'll just run that, and we'll have oil just oozing out everywhere. Whereas Patrick lays it out in great detail with all the not impossible obstacles, not insurmountable, but year after year after year after year, and then the tentacles as a part of OPEC and the, I mean, Trump takes it further than most presidents with Saudi Arabia, but if you think Obama really stood tall and Biden stood tall, they didn't. You know when they stood tall? When they were campaigning. And then when they were president, they said, you know what? You know what? You know my constituents like, Dave? Low gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll act like I'm outraged on various killings, but I'm not going to do a damn thing. Now, they're not as far as having Saudi Arabia to fund billions of dollars to Jared Kushner. No.
No, you can't prove that.
Yeah. I think I can. But there's more to this. And the president really, he's not. We have presidents sometimes get caught too much in the weeds. Like I think Obama thought he was, you know, so smart. He would get in the weeds so much. And then if somebody really didn't want to get in the weeds with him, he would kind of dismiss them. Trump, the only weeds he gets is when he's kicking the golf ball out of the rough back in the
fairway. Doesn't stay in those weeds very long.
No, he really
doesn't.
Find
the short stuff.
No, he's won 38 club championships. No.
Just ask Jack.
Exact, my guy. Come on, Jack. Show some backbone, please. Okay. Mike Osterholm. Among the individuals in the administration, if we take the president out, who's most dangerous? God, I saw that slimy Stephen Miller yesterday. Ugh. Is he actually born?
Where gives you the willies. He spawned somewhere, I think.
What cesspool did he emanate from? For danger, we got RFK Jr., who's about as qualified to run that as I am to design the next skyscraper in downtown Minneapolis, okay? And so now, again, we're playing around with vaccines for kids because of some crazy theory. Mike Osterholm, a guy who's credible, who's dedicated his entire life to helping save individuals. Let's see what Mike Osterholm has to say about the latest vaccine changes from RFK Jr. That's next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.